Good afternoon, Lisa. First of all, I want to thank you for coming today. Tell us, how are you?
Good afternoon. Thank you again for giving me the opportunity to come to your radio programme and tell my real story and deny some myths that I've heard lately.
Yes, we have recently heard many different stories. So, tell us from the beginning, why did you go to Ethiopia?
Well, I applied for a teaching volunteering programme. I was going to work in a school teaching children. As I was going to live in the same place as the students, I also take care of them, and after 1 month, I was like a mother for them. They loved me so much.
What is the current situation there?
Ethiopia has had to deal with many problems throughout its history, and, consequently, educational progress there was stopped for many centuries. Nowadays, children in rural areas are less likely to go to school, as they have learnt that working is more important than learning. School doesn't pay the children, so they can't contribute economically at home. On the other hand, the ones that can pay for their studies leave the country as soon as they finish higher education, as they want to earn more money. For example, it was recorded that in 2006 there were more Ethiopian doctors in Chicago than in the entire Ethiopia.
What happened on the 7th of January?
The Pope came to Ethiopia, and I just told him the truth. I forgot about protocol, and I asked him to at least help us economically, as in the last few years, there had been no volunteers, no professionals, no food, no vaccines. I know that there are billions of people that need help. I just had the chance to say it in public, and I did. I'm not a hero. I'm just a teacher who said something anyone could have said.
Was it worth it?
Well, fortunately, as it was Christmas time, we were supplied with food and toys, so what I did was definitely worthwhile. It's not going to solve world hunger or all the problems Africa has, but it's better than nothing.